Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I go to the kitchen to make some lunch, and I've got a leftover steak that I cooked up last night, and I put it in, you know, one of those like cardboardish, like boat things that you have. McDonald's brought us in some coffee and whatever this morning, so they had a bunch of like those cardboard, paper, whatever boat type things that you put food in. And then I furthermore put my leftover steak and vegetables in a cereal bowl, like a Dixie cup bowl, whatever, just to take extra precaution. I don't want to spill it all over me. I don't want any stains. Stains are hard to get out. You can always see them. I sit back down in the chair. I put the big boat thing next to the board here, or the keyboard, right in front of me. I go to do one cut, and the damn thing goes right on the edge of the desk and flips all over onto me. All the juice or whatever from the steak that I kind of cooked it in and put in just to keep it, you know, good, winds up in a big splotch all over me. Now, thankfully, none of it happened on the old computer door or on any of the equipment here at Entercom and 106.7 The Fan. It just ruined my shirt. That's all. That's all. And now I'll have to buy a new shirt. But Landfill said, well, how could you want to do that? Because you would have to spend money. Yeah. I do actually spend money, Landfill. I do. From time to time, I even go out to eat. But you know what I won't do? Spend more than $3.99 a pound on ground beef. Because if you do, you're a dummy. Right? Anyway, what veteran free agent quarterback do you guys want to hear? You just heard Earl tell you guys what Case Keenum told J.P. Finley. By the way, I thought J.P. Finley does like Tuesday at 5 o'clock. No? Nobody likes me.
J.P. Finley's a diva.
He's a diva.
Yeah.
So you're saying this has nothing to do with me. This has everything. Let me ask you this. Do you hate J.P. Finley more or me more?
Oh, definitely you.
Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even close.
Really?
Yeah, not even close.
That you hate me?
It's like saying who's the better quarterback, Patrick Mahomes or Josh McCown. Like, it's not even close. It's not even in the same that you can barely consider them to be playing the same sport.
Why do you hate me so much, dummy?
I mean, you're just unnecessarily calling people dummies, nimrods, attacking everyone.
I mean, why wouldn't I call you a dummy when you say, I hate you, and you're like Josh McCown compared to Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, JP is Patrick Mahomes, and you're Josh McCown. Right. That's my take.
Right. And, of course, JP does a lot of radio around here. I mean, an hour and a half a week, that's tough sledding.
I mean, it's tough for him because he's not very good at it, but...
Do you like anybody except for Dukes?
I just said J.P. Finley is the Patrick Mahomes of radio.
Yeah, but I know you don't mean that. You're just trying to diminish me. Because I hear you when J.P. is here, you can't stand J.P. He's not Patrick Mahomes in your eyes. He's like, what is he? What clown did you say I was?
You're Josh McCown.
If I was Josh McCown, the clown, then to you... In fair comparison, J.P. Finley is like Ryan Tannehill. You know, a guy who's got some talent, a guy who's got a little bit of skill, got a little bit of into him, and just comes up empty. And just, you know, kind of just makes enough mistakes that you can't fall in love with him, right? I mean, is that fair? I mean, you can't compare him to Patrick Mahomes because you trash him left and right when he's not here, when he is here, when he's on the radio, when he's not on the radio. You trash Finley almost as much as you trash me. Although me, you trash more than any other human being alive, which is incredible that you hold the lofty position as Duke's co-host.
Well, I mean, that's kind of insulting to Dukes.
You're the co-host?
I definitely wouldn't say that I'm the co-host.
I mean, I would say with the amount of time that you contributed to this show that you're pretty much weaseling your way into the sidekick, if not the co-host.
I mean, those are your words, not mine. I would definitely say that if you're Josh McCown, J.P. Finley is at least Ryan Tannehill, but probably closer to Mahomes in terms of, you know, how I feel about people.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Tannehill, there he is on the TV behind you. All right, the veteran quarterback that I want, if the Redskins are and listen, to me, drafting a quarterback as a rookie is not what I want. I could see them doing it. The Redskins need somebody ready to play. I do not trust that Dwayne Haskins is going to be able to stay healthy. He's already been hurt twice in three games towards the end. He holds on to the ball too long. Yes, he'll get better. But now remember, he's learning another offense and another foreign language. I do not trust that he's going to stay healthy. If I'm wrong, as always, I'm right here. You all can, you know, shoot your darts and, you know, I'm not hard to find, right? I'm here. I never run. I have no life. I'm always here. You can take your shots. I don't believe Dwayne Haskins is going to stay healthy. The Redskins have bad karma, bad luck. Now, they have a better medical staff. They have a better coach, all of that stuff. Maybe I'll be wrong. But I just don't. Until I see it, I can't believe it. I'm sorry. I just can't. So I can't have a rookie, a fifth-round rookie. I can't have what Jacksonville had last year, even though it worked out okay, with Gardner Minshew coming in and having to play not a full season, but what, 10, 11 games or whatever it was, because Nick Foles got hurt 11 plays into a four-year, $84 million deal. And then when he came back, he sucked and he got benched. And now they fired the offensive coordinator and Jay might be going down there. I can't have that, even though it somewhat worked out for the Jaguars. It didn't really work out ultimately.
Russell, what if for a veteran quarterback, the Redskins brought in Dak Prescott?
Were you listening last segment or were you not listening as usual?
They go in. Dak Prescott's a free agent.
Were you not listening last segment when I said three times Dak Prescott's not even a consideration?
Why not? Is he not a consideration? He's good.
Because
and he's available.
He's going to make $30-plus million a year.
You got to pay them. You got to spend 90% of the salary cap anyway. Why not spend it on the most important position?
So, wait, the Redskins have about $65-ish million under the cap, roughly, by the time everything's said and done. And you want them to spend $21 million on Alex Smith.
Yeah.
$3 million on, what's his name? Dwayne Haskins.
Okay.
And another, and obviously this wouldn't be all under the cap, but, you know, like, let's roughly say the cap number for a deal for Dak Prescott would be, I don't know, $15 million in year one and obviously would balloon up after that. So you want the Redskins to spend, let's just call it roughly, $40 million under the cap?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And you were the same guy that was yelling and screaming at me about caring about Eric Schaefer. I mean, how much of an idiot are you?
So just to be clear, what you're stating...
This is why you don't fire Eric Schaefer, dummy.
You're stating that if Eric Schaefer was here, he would prevent the Redskins from having a good quarterback, and that's why he's so important to the franchise?
No, he would prevent the Redskins from being financially insane. And I know you have no regard for money because you come and you go and you eat out 18 times a week, and you just spend the little bit of money that you have on going out to eat Chick-fil-A and every fast food joint in America. And whatever you earn, you make out because you don't have real life responsibilities.
What are you talking about?
You don't have kids. You don't have a house. You don't have a mortgage.
Talk
you
about
don't have
sports.
Rent. I'm just saying. I know you have no value for money. I get it. So you want to spend $40 million on the quarterback? On the quarterback position?
Yes.
Okay. That is so dumb.
I'd rather the Redskins had a good quarterback than spent money elsewhere.
Okay. It's so dumb, it's ridiculous.
You got to spend it somewhere. Spend it on the most important position.
You want to commit 4 or 5 or 6 years to Dak Prescott at $30+ million per year.
Yeah, he's been very good.
Obviously got the Cowboys right into the playoffs this year, right? I mean, boy, were they really good this year.
They were like the second best offense in the sport. Woo! I'd be pumped if we had that.
Yeah, that's why Jason Garrett got fired, because their offense was so good down the stretch, right?
They were like number two in the sport, Russell. I would take that. We were 32nd.
If they were number two in the sport, why were they 8-8? And why didn't they make the playoffs? And why did Jason Garrett get fired?
Their kicker sucked.
Oh, okay. I got it. Boy. You and Bruce Allen, man. Two people I would not let run my franchise. Whew. Good Lord have mercy. All right, now that we've wasted a lot of time on landfills, stupid idea. I just said three times, before 5 o'clock, there's no chance you even remotely consider Dak Prescott.
Right, because you wouldn't want a good quarterback
on
this team.
No, because you wouldn't want to be a dummy. That's why. You wouldn't want to be an idiot. You wouldn't want to be insane in the membrane. You wouldn't want to be a dope. All things that you embrace.
I embrace having a good quarterback on your football team and having him play football games for
you. I have a
t-shirt
that somebody gave me on my last game on the beat, like the real beat back in 2014, that said, embrace the dysfunction. Embrace the dysfunction, hashtag HTTR. I look at it almost every day. Landfill, you're embracing the idiocy.
I'm embracing quality quarterback play.
I'm embracing you turning off your mic and me going to a commercial and then coming back and taking these calls. Finally, somebody with a little bit of common sense. That's what I'm embracing. Embrace common sense, ladies and gentlemen. Landfill, Dukes' co-host, sidekick, doesn't have any on the Fan. Chris Miles at that point. We'll take you on overtime. So Landfill and I just got into a ridiculously stupid argument because A, he doesn't listen to the show that he produces, and B, he doesn't have any ounce of, I mean, he might have less common sense than Bruce Allen did, which is hard. It's really hard.
Just to be clear, you're saying I don't have any common sense because I think the Redskins should try to have a good quarterback
on
their team.
No, because you haven't thought about anything other than just the obvious right in front of you, which is, yes, Dak Prescott's better than anything the Redskins have. How
Boom,
do you freaking pay
go.
For him? How do you freaking pay for him?
With money.
With money. And what cap space?
The Redskins, you just said they had like $60 million in cap space.
Yeah, sure, right. But they should, again, spend $40+ million in cap space every
Russell,
year on a couple of jabronis
it's
at quarterback.
It's the most important position on the team.
Yeah, dummy.
It's the most
ignore
important
Ignore the entire
position.
Roster, right? They don't need another corner. They don't need three offensive linemen. They don't need another wide receiver or two. They don't need a tight end, right? They don't need an edge rusher or an inside linebacker, right? They don't need a free safety because Monte Nicholson is on TMZ more than Antonio Brown.
Not if their quarterback sucks. They don't need all that stuff. Their team's going to be terrible if their quarterback sucks. Go get Dak Prescott. Go get him. Draft these other guys.
Right, because Dak Prescott worked out wonderfully for the Cowboys. I mean, the Cowboys are just ripping it up in the playoffs. I mean, it's
Won
not Kyle Shanahan and the
49ers.
It's Jason Garrett and the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl, right?
They won multiple division titles in 4 years with the guy.
Okay.
Multiple.
I mean, Kirk Cousins won a division title here. It didn't mean anything here.
He won 9 games one time. Dak Prescott took him to a 13-win season in his rookie year. 13 wins. You know how long it's
By
been
himself,
since the Redskins
right?
have won 13 games?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I think Dak Prescott probably wasn't alive the last time the Redskins won 13 games.
So maybe you're not such a dummy. Maybe you're just a moron. Let me ask this. I say there's zero chance that the Redskins should even remotely consider. What's his name? Dak Prescott. Zero chance.
What's his name?
Landfill wants Dak Prescott and his Hall of Fame bust in Canton, which is 15 years away, at Redskin Park, Redskin Park Drive, in a couple of months. when free agency opens up? Which side of the fence are you guys on? Could you ever have a Dallas Cowboy quarterback as the quarterback of the Washington Redskins? I mean, I guess you had an Eagles quarterback. That worked out great for the Redskins, right? Donovan McNabb? Oh, sure. Absolutely. Let's get to Andre Manassas on the Fan. What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Dre?
Thanks for keeping me entertained tonight. I would basically say no.
By the way, before you go any further, that's what it's all about. See, people are probably getting outraged. All we're trying to do is make you guys care and laugh a little bit and have a little fun and think about things. That's all we're trying to do here. We're not trying to write, like, you know, some novel of how you do radio or how you build a football franchise.
Thank you, man. Anyways, I would say this. No, I wouldn't want any of those quarterbacks. I mean, ultimately, I think if you're going to have a rookie quarterback and you're unsure of what he has, then I think you need to just go with another rookie quarterback or, you know, a proven veteran that's horrible. You know, look, for example, I don't want to be like the Giants where ultimately, you know, the guy went down for a couple of games. Eli came in, they won a couple of games, and now, you know, they don't have a good as pick. You know, I'm still thinking with individuals like Trevor Lawrence out there, you know, you might as well, you know, see what Dwayne Haskins has. If he's not good, then yeah, by all means, let's just go. I'm speaking as a fan. I mean, you know, by all means, if he's not good, just go ahead and, you know, put yourself in a better position to draft Trevor Lawrence next year. I will say this: if I did have to draft a quarterback, no one's talking about Jalen Hurts, and I'm not saying he's a world beater, but he's kind of in the same situation that Russell Wilson was. You know, when he came out of college, you know, Russell played for two different schools, Wisconsin and North Carolina State. So he was a proven veteran. He played for several years. I think the same with Jalen
Hurts. From Alabama to Oakland. Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, to me, the thing that makes Russell Wilson so great, right, is, yes, he's got the mobility, but he's so damn accurate. I don't know. I could be
no
wrong.
One knew that.
I don't think Jalen Hurts in the NFL is going to be super accurate.
He may not be, but I'm saying no one. If anybody knew or thought or perceived that Russell Wilson was going to be who he was, he would have been drafted in the first round.
I would tell you this. That year in the Senior Bowl, you could see how different he was. How different he was than smaller, mobile quarterbacks, and how he worked in a pro-style system. And, oh, by the way, he should have been here. If the Seahawks didn't surprisingly grab him, he would have been the Redskins' pick in the fourth round.
Speaking of being here, I do have a quick question for you. I realized last night that Fuller and Breland are both going to be free agents. Yep. I know we need help in our secondary. With everyone talking about with Bruce Allen gone, you know, is Williams going to come back? I guess my question is, with Bruce Allen gone, and you know, would those two guys consider coming back to the team?
I don't. I'm sure they would be open to it, but I can't speak for them because I don't know exactly how much acrimony they had for Bruce, but my understanding is there was some hard feelings, you know, in certainly on Breland's end. From what I remember, I don't necessarily know about Fuller, although I'm sure Fuller must have been like, wait a second, I just had a great year for you, and here you are trading me. So I don't honestly know, but I will try and figure that out. Good call, as always, Dre. Appreciate it. Why don't we do this? Why don't we get to Earl Forsey? And then we'll continue along with your calls. I am going with Teddy Bridgewater. If the Redskins are going to sign a veteran quarterback that makes sense, that can legitimately push Dwayne Haskins.
Like Dak.
Not like Dak.
Dak.
Not like Dak. I'm going with Teddy Bridgewater.
Dak.
Stop. Quack. Dak. I'm going with Teddy Bridgewater. I think he's probably a little too rich for the Redskins' blood, but that's the one I'm going with because I think he can give the best challenge, the best push. What about you? 800-636-1067. Please do better than Landfill has done. Earl Forsey is next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys all fired up about how to improve the Redskins, man. Woo! Man.
It's because the one time you were offered a good suggestion about how to improve the Redskins, you belittled the person who did it, called him a dummy and an idiot for merely suggesting that Dak Prescott's a good quarterback and the Redskins would be significantly better if they had him.
Right, right. Yeah, it'd be a great idea, Landfill, if they didn't have a $21 million obligation to a guy that's probably never going to play again.
It's still a great idea.
It's not a great idea. It's probably one of the worst ideas I've ever heard. I mean, it really is. And unlike you, I don't hate you. I mean, you hate me. I don't hate you. You try and sabotage every show that I do, but I don't hate you. I respect you. I like you. I like working with you. I just think it's a dumb, dumb idea. Because as last week proved, when you basically tried to belittle Eric Schaefer and act like he's persona non grata and not, you know, like he could go work at Wells Fargo, for God's sakes. Last week when you... Well, I mean, that's what you made it sound like. He was not important, or if he was 3-13, or if they were 3-13, then you should fire everybody but protect one guy, and nobody else matters, and all this stuff.
Here's what I'm saying, what I said then and what I'm saying now is they could get rid of Eric Schaefer and replace him, and it wouldn't matter, and that's exactly
what
happened.
But if you want to commit quarterback suicide, which is what you're suggesting, because... You know, I mean, obviously you're just throwing something against the wall to get under my skin and say, well, they should get a good quarterback. I would agree Dak Prescott is a good quarterback. I don't know if Dak Prescott is a great quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he can be very good at times. I think he's basically, you know, a different version of Kirk Cousins. I don't think he's an elite quarterback. Don't think he's a, you know, a perennial all pro. But you're basically trying to say it doesn't matter. The money doesn't matter. The cap doesn't matter.
Yes, and that is exactly what I'm saying.
And that's my argument is, in a perfect world, yeah, okay, sure, you'd like to have as many bodies and as many good players and talent as you possibly can, especially at the quarterback position. But if I didn't already screw myself by signing Alex Smith to a four-year, $94 million extension like the Redskins did, and now on the hook for $20 million last year and $21-plus million this year in terms of cap money, if I didn't already do that, I could probably understand what you're saying. Because you have that, and because you drafted a quarterback number 15 overall, I don't see how in any way, shape, or form you can justify that.
I think it's really easy. Your goal should be
Why don't you come up with something that makes sense? Rooster
does make sense.
Marcus Mariota makes sense.
No,
Teddy Bridgewater makes sense.
Marcus Mariota isn't good at football. They need a guy who's good at football to be their quarterback, like Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I understand that Marcus Mariota is not good at football. Maybe it was the
offense. Then what are we talking about here? Maybe, why do you want him on the team
if
he's not good?
Cheap. You can't have whoever you want.
You need a good quarterback, not a cheap quarterback.
So you don't think Dwayne Haskins is a good quarterback, obviously.
I think Dak Prescott is substantially better.
I don't disagree with you. I mean, he should be better. I mean, he doesn't have more natural talent.
I don't care.
Than Dwayne Haskins, but
wins football games. That's what I want the quarterback of the team to do.
Well, he won a lot of football games this year, right?
He won a lot more than the Redskins did, that's for sure.
That is fair. I can't deny that. Landfill. Come up with a better solution.
Russell, Dak Prescott is a good quarterback. The Redskins need a good quarterback. They have the money to sign him.
Okay.
They should sign him.
All right. All right, enough. Let's get to the phones. Let's get to James in Fairfax on the fan. Hello, James. How are you?
How are you, Rooster?
What's up, James?
So, two things. First, I think the Cowboys are probably going to wind up tagging Dak Prescott, so I'm not necessarily sure he's going to be available to sign,
right?
Which I think Landfill is forgetting.
Yeah, no, well, I pointed it out to him earlier in his fit of stupidity, and he didn't want to listen to it.
Does he ever?
No. Because anything that I say is like, you know, it's just poison to his ears.
Of course. The other thing is, he is going to be worth $40 million. I don't think he is. I think he's been good 2 years when he's, you know, not been dealing with everything else. And the Cowboys have some dysfunction just like the Redskins do. So I think that, you know, $40 million for him is not worth it. And the Cowboys are going to be dealing with the salary cap nightmare that's going to arise from that. I think let the Cowboys deal with it, and the Redskins can just move on and do
I'm obviously with you, because I think the franchise tag is going to be like 27 or 28 million, I believe. I would have to double check that, maybe a little bit less or whatever. So for the Cowboys sense, in a way, that makes sense. If Dak Prescott is not willing to take a deal, say, at $30 million on average per year with whatever structure you want, and he's insisting on this $40 million per year, I think that makes a little bit more sense. However, once you go the franchise route, as long as the player continues to improve, and that's what happened with Kirk Cousins here, and that was reasonable to expect that he was going to continue to improve, once you go that route, you are done. You're done-ski. I mean, you're not going to give a guy $30 million or whatever, $31 million in 2020, and then sign him to a six-year deal after that. That doesn't happen, or that doesn't make sense. You should do it now, or you should not do it, period, and basically walk away. Or, again, as I said back then, do the transition tag so you find out what really his market value is, and then you can match it.
I think the Cowboys are going to reserve the franchise tag for Prescott, because I think they're going to transition Cooper.
That's probably the most likely scenario. Yeah,
coming up.
Yeah, that's you're right. I forgot about that because they have Cooper as well. Yeah, they're not even going to be able to sign Byron Jones. You know what? Not arguably their best defensive back. So, I mean, they've got all sorts of issues. James, I appreciate the phone call. I got to let you run. Why don't we do this? We'll get right back to your calls on the other side. Colin in Manassas, Lewis in Arlington, Matt in Stafford. We'll get to you guys. We'll round out the 6 o'clock hour, and then I'm going to do the Nationals in the bottom. in the last half an hour on the show that never ends right here on The Fan. Landfill, I just pulled up a picture of Case Keenum, who's in the news today, as Earl's been telling you about, through to a couple of comments to J.P. Finley of NBC Sports Washington, saying he doesn't think he's going to be back, and he thinks it's Dwayne's turn. I just found a picture of him and Dak Prescott, your new Redskins quarterback. Although he was in a Dallas Cowboy uniform when this picture was taken, and Case is congratulating him or, you know, dapping him up, as the kids say, or whatever.
You should congratulate him on a big contract he signs with the Redskins. That's
yeah,
what
right.
we need.
Yeah, please, take all the money they wouldn't give to me and the ping pong table. listen, I mean, again, not only, again, yes, are the Cowboys going to franchise tag in all likelihood Dak Prescott unless they get a deal done? But also on top of that, it would be insane here. Now, I get the whole I'm not necessarily a big believer right now that Dwayne Haskins is going to be a stud. I get that. I think there's some signs. I think there's some indications. I think he got better. I don't like the fact that he basically casually took off and was kind of lazy about his work ethic and learning the system and the offense regardless of how he learns and how he doesn't learn, because I've heard that narrative, in the first half of the season or in training camp. I mean, again, obviously he knew, he felt it, he sensed it, he saw it, that Jay Gruden did not want him. I get that. It's hard to run through a wall for people that don't believe in you. Right, Landfill?
You know a guy who learned a system and a playbook really, really well?
God, shut off your microphone.
Dak Prescott started week one of his rookie season.
Good Lord.
Won 13 games that year. Could be available as a free agent. Would be a great pickup for the Redskins.
Go away. You're like an annoying gnat on a hot summer day, night, evening. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Colin in Manassas on the Fan. Hello, Colin. How are you?
Hey, good, Rooster. How are you, brother?
Doing good, man. Thanks for the buzz.
Yeah. So I think, and you probably know this, man, but Rooster is, or Landfill is obviously trolling you because.
Yes, I
know. If we look towards.
I know, and I'm disappointed in myself for letting it go on as long as it has. Yeah, but I have no control over his microphone. That's the problem.
No, I understand, man. And honestly, you, man, I'm usually on your side, man. I like your takes, but as you look towards the future of the league, you need quarterbacks that are on a rookie contract so you can build around them. Like, that's why the Chiefs are so good right now, is because they can give Pat Mahomes the weapons that he needs.
No. I understand what you're saying. I guess here's my counterpoint to that is most rookie quarterbacks are unprepared to play. And right now, I honestly don't trust that Dwayne Haskins is going to be healthy and stay healthy early on in the season. So if Alex Smith isn't ready, then basically I'm turning the keys to, you know, my new era, if you will, Ron Rivera and, you know, all that, to essentially somebody like Gardner Minshew, who certainly didn't embarrass himself for Jacksonville last year, but he certainly didn't make enough plays to make them really good.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I think if you want to have a team that can compete to win championships, you need a cheap quarterback. Not a rookie quarterback, but a quarterback on a rookie deal that's not making $40 million a year. So you need to hit on a guy like Haskins or Burrow or Lawrence next year or whatever, and they need to be able to put the pieces around it.
Here's the thing that I wonder, because we, again, don't know about Alex Smith, and I would bet against it, Colin, is do they sign a veteran quarterback for what the concerns and worries and fears that I have, but also then draft one in the fourth or fifth or sixth round or somewhere in that range to bring him in to develop in the system and get him acclimated, meaning somebody that they like, somebody that falls, somebody that they can have. Because we don't know if Alex Smith, even though he counts against the cap for $21 million, we don't know if he's going to be on the active roster. I would tend to bet against it. So you're going to need three quarterbacks anyway. So I could see them signing a veteran and a rookie, essentially what you're saying, Colin, and say have that guy along with Haskins on a rookie quarterback deal. So I think it's actually a pretty good point. I appreciate the phone call. Let you run on that. Let's go to Lewis in Arlington on the Fan. Lewis, how are you?
Good evening, gents. How you all doing tonight?
Doing good, Lou. What's going on?
I just had a. I just want to say that I respect your ideas. I think the idea of drafting like fourth or fifth round a quarterback and probably signing a veteran quarterback sounds like a great idea. But I kind of lean a little bit with Landfill's idea. But my question for Landfill is this. I mean, are the Redskins offensively, do they have every player in set, you know, because the Redskins won two Super Bowls with not elite quarterbacks, with Rippon and Doug Williams. Mm-hmm. But I feel because they had receivers, they had tight ends and running backs.
Well, yeah, so, you don't have to ask Landfill that. I can tell you the answer to that is no way. I mean, they have so many. They have more holes than a piece of Swiss cheese. I mean, tight end, three offensive line spots. They need another wide receiver. They might not have a third down back.
Right. So see, the Dak Prescott would be great, but we would have to have our players set – for him
Here's what I know about Dak Prescott. Ready for this? The Cowboys invested $60 million under their cap in offensive line, right? For Tyron Smith and Travis Frederick and Zach Martin and Lyle Collins, the best, arguably, certainly the most expensive offensive line in the league. They pumped up Ezekiel Elliott. They have Amari Cooper. They brought Jason Witten back. They have this. They have that. They have the young receiver, Michael Gallup. They have everybody under the sun. And still, they were 8-8.
I have to honestly believe that, you know what, that could be the coach's fault. I mean, that's just my opinion. I think if they had a Joe Gibbs behind that, they would have won the Super Bowl. They'd probably be in the Super Bowl now.
Those guys are hard to find, you know?
Yeah,
they don't fall from trees very often, so I can tell you that much. Thank you, Lewis. Appreciate the phone call. Let's get one last one here on this subject. Maddie in Stafford. What's up, Matt?
What's up? Hey, Chris, if it were up to me, I would do Chase Young, Haskins, 2021 and 22 first-round picks. But more realistically, I think Haskins is going to be a good quarterback, and he'll be in the top third of the quarterbacks in the league. But I wouldn't do anything to mess with his psyche. I want to make sure he gets all the reps. So I'm not bringing in a vet, but I would draft somebody in the sixth round or after, somebody unthreatening, like a Duck Hodges type or something like that. Mm-hmm. But
Let me ask you this. What do you do then if he gets hurt in week one or week two? You're going to play Duck Hodges? I mean, that didn't exactly work out for the Steelers.
You're going to end up not making the playoffs anyway.
Well, I know, but I mean, they got to make the playoffs one of these years. I mean, they've got to think. I mean, Ron Rivera's only going to, you know, the luster on Ron Rivera's shine only going to last so long.
Well, yeah, I guess you got a point there. He's going to want to win games too. But, Chris, let me throw out one more thing real quick. What kind of money does Vince McMahon have? Why can't he sign Breeze, Brady, Rivers, Bridgewater?
I think he absolutely can. I don't think it's a question of Vince McMahon. I think it's a question of those guys.
What if they all got together, you know, and if the money was worth it for them, they all jumped? I mean, they instantly become super popular. It'd be pretty crazy, great to see too.
I mean, I didn't think about that scenario, but that would be like, I mean, could you imagine the seismic shift in how A, the XFL was looked at, and B, I mean, the NFLPA would be so outraged. outraged. Hope the family's good, Maddie. I appreciate you, man. As always, say hello to everybody for me. Matt and Stafford, good peeps. No doubt. All right, let's take a timeout for Earl Forsey. He's coming up straight ahead with the Sports Flash. And then, should the Nats roll out a deal for Nolan Arenado? And is Max Scherzer the best free agent acquisition? Certainly is of the Nationals. Is he the best free agent acquisition of all time? I don't even know if we can get into all of that, but we'll try over the next half an hour on the phone. All right, thank you very much, Earl. We're with you until 6:30. And for Chad Dukes, who should be back tomorrow. He'll definitely be back tomorrow. All right, Brock gives me the thumbs up. That's probably good news for you guys. Baseball Hall of Fame announcements going to start trickling out here, as Earl just mentioned. So we'll bring those to you, whichever ones we get before 6:30. Chris Miles coming up. He's Mr. Derek Jeter, so I'm sure you'll get a bunch of that coming up after 6:30 on Overtime. Listen, Jeets is obviously the ultimate winner, right? The ultimate El Capitan, as John Sterling, I believe, used to call him. Mr. November. I mean, he had all sorts of nicknames. The thing that I admired about Jeter is he played in New York City. He played for the world's most famous team, won all sorts of championships, had all sorts of just unbelievable women on his arm, and there was never a bad word mentioned. Like, never like a controversy, never a allegation, never, you know, Derek Jeter doing anything stupid or dumb. See, believe it or not, you can avoid being Antonio Brown if you really want to. Believe it or not, you can avoid being a dummy like Odell Beckham if you want to. If you want to. If you want to. You can do it. Trust me, it's not that hard. I've never been arrested in 46 years of my life. Which A, means I'm really old, and B, means I'm much more smarter than most of you. Now watch, I'll go and get popped on the way home or something. But the point of the matter is, it's easy to avoid. I mean, you hear Earl talk about the TMZ and Antonio Brown. Is anybody surprised that Antonio Brown has got a warrant out for him? When you know his background, when you know his history, his track record, and then you hear him cursing and talking like the biggest idiot in the world last week at his doorstep. I mean, you cannot get any dumber than Antonio Brown. You cannot. It is impossible. It is impossible. Sorry if that offends anyone. I don't care. You cannot get any dumber. Well, maybe Landfill saying Dak Prescott. Maybe, perhaps, for the Redskins. All right, so here's what I wanted to get into. 5 years ago, Max Scherzer, right, came to the Washington Nationals. And we all know how it's gone since then. Max Scherzer kind of surprised everybody, right? Was a free agent in the winter of 2014 into 2015. So his first season in Washington was 2015. So he's pitched five full years for the Washington Nationals. And, you know, he's been banged up at times, parts of the... We all know he missed Game 5 of the World Series. We all know he came back and pitched well enough in Game 7. With the Washington Nationals, he's thrown just a hair over 1,050 innings. 158 starts, 158 games in the regular season. He has... let me see. I'm looking at some of the wrong numbers here. He is 79-39, a .669 winning percentage, a .274 ERA. He has 9 complete games, 4 shutouts. Again, just over 1,050 innings. In those 1,050 innings, would you care to guess how many hits he's allowed? In a day and age where whips are, you know, 1.3, 1.4 in a lot of cases, sometimes even higher for the real dredge of the earth, like the great pitchers struggle to keep whips, say, 1.10, 1.15, that area, it's 1.05. Max Scherzer has given up 761 hits in 1,050 innings. I mean, if you just do the math, that's almost 300 innings. 290, I guess, in which he hasn't... Now, I know it's not one hit per inning, but I'm just using that as kind of like an illustration. That's like 290 innings without giving up a hit. I mean, that's absurd. That is absurd. Now, he's walked 229 guys, right? So you add the 229 and the 761, and what do you get? You get 961, you get 990 in 1,050 innings. His whip with the Nationals is less than one. Less than one. I mean, I could sit here and read off numbers all day long. Max Scherzer, 5 years ago, became a National, has pitched 5 years now, has won a world championship, and was the back-to-back Cy Young Award winner, and has finished second, third, and fifth in the Cy Young in the other 3 years that he didn't win. Plus, he won a Cy Young in Detroit. I mean, he's like, who else is a better free agent signing than Max Scherzer? Maybe in baseball history. I mean, who else? Like, I was thinking in the NBA, you say, well, Shaquille O'Neal and the Los Angeles Lakers, right? Bronny Bron, and the LeBron, singing LeBron James, and the Miami Heat. Okay. I'm not counting the Lakers just because they're hot against a bunch of dum-dums. I mean, they were terrible last year. But Bronny Bron was great in Miami, ultimately. So you say that, I guess. In hockey, I don't know. I love hockey. I'm trying to think of like a free agent signing, you know, and I'm sure I'm missing one that was just unbelievable, just ridiculous. Wayne Gretzky was traded from Edmonton to the LA Kings.
Was Messier a free agent with the Rangers?
Good point. Messier was. He was a free, but, and while Messier delivered the first cup in 54 years there, I don't know if Messier was with the Rangers long enough. I mean, because they only won the one championship, I don't think, as much as I respect him, I don't think I would put that over Max Scherzer. Now, Max has only won one championship, too. But he's also won two Cy Youngs and been in the top five every other year. And again, his whip is less than one with the Nationals. That's incredible. That's incredible. Now, if he didn't have the World Series, you know, I mean, you'd probably say, well, it was a very good signing. But it's not maybe the best of all time. I'm trying to think of, you know, as you go through NFL history, right? Like, in Washington, London Fletcher was a great free agent signing for the Washington Redskins, right? But he didn't even come close to winning a championship. But yet, in a franchise that's moribund and awful when it comes to decision-making, London Fletcher was a really, really, really good signing. I'm sure I'm forgetting people, but as I try and think, okay, Tom Brady, I mean, all of those guys were, I guess, Denver and Peyton Manning, right? But, I mean, he's there for 3 years. 4 years, whatever it was. I mean, his arm was dangling out of the socket that year that they won a championship. So I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody. But Max Scherzer, in 5 years, has kicked everybody's ass and just completely dominated. And again, maybe outside of Shaquille O'Neal and LeBron, in the NBA, LeBron to Miami, and Shaquille O'Neal to the Lakers, I'm struggling to come up with another one besides that. I can't read that, Miles. I have no idea. I mean, Scott Brosius, what do you tell me? Scott Brosius?
Drew Brees.
Oh, Drew Brees. That's a good one. Okay, that's a good one. Good point. Yeah, Drew Brees. All right. Drew Brees, Peyton Manning. I mean, Drew Brees, Max Scherzer. I mean, I guess you would have to probably give it to Brees, I guess, right? They've won one championship. They've had a lot of heartbreak. I mean, so has Max in the Nationals. He's won the one championship. I'd basically say, well, like, I mean, it's comparing not apples and oranges, but I mean, it's not exactly a fair comparison. And I know we're not doing like a scientific study here. I can't say conclusively Max is better than Drew, or I can't say conclusively Brees is better than Max. Can't say that. That's a really good one. That's a really good one. All right. Also, if we can squeeze in a couple of calls about that, and as well, should the Nationals make a run for Nolan Arenado? Supposedly, some things are not very good in Colorado right now, and the Nationals just so happen to need a third baseman. We'll get into that before we wrap up the show here on The Fan. All right, thank you very much, Earl. We wrap up the show with a couple of quick fire phone calls. Get in, get out, and we'll move on our way. Let's start with Tim in Rockville right here on the Fan. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Hey, Russell. Yeah, I just wanted to bring up this Arenada deal.
Yeah.
I think the Nationals should try and get somebody that can play third base full-time. I don't like the rotation that we may have there. I think Keyboom still needs to learn the position. He's not the greatest fielder.
Right.
And I think Nolan Arenado has a pretty good hitting record. He's got good RBIs, and he's got power.
The only thing that he doesn't have is good home road splits. So that's going to always be a concern, Tim, when a guy plays at Coors Field. I mean, they're even more dramatically split than I thought they were, to be quite honest with you, for his career. But he's a really good defensive third baseman, from what I know and from what I've seen. Go ahead.
I think you need defense on the hot corner. And I think we need to go out and get somebody because Keyboom right now is the guy that can field that corner.
Here's the problem. You got to trade Keyboom at least, probably Luis Garcia or somebody like that. I wouldn't trade Keyboom and Robles, to be quite honest with you. And you're going to have to take back a lot of money in Arenado's contract unless somehow you sucker Colorado into taking a bunch of it. And I don't know why they would do that. But maybe in order to get the prospects that they want, I don't know. I think it's certainly worth investigating. I don't think ultimately the Nationals are going to pull the trigger. I appreciate the phone call. We're trying to get through as many of these as we can. Let's go to Mike in Falls Church on the Fan. Mike, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Russell?
Hey, Mike.
Good. I'd say I'd pass on Arenado. I'd go with Chris Bryant if it's going to be a short-term deal. I know that Arenado can opt out after 2021.
Right. He's got the three-year opt-out. The only thing with Bryant now, who I think they would prefer, is the whole issue with his contract. And until that gets resolved, and until you know whether you have him for this year upcoming, 2020, or 2020 and 2021 under team control, I think that will pick up in earnest once that decision gets made, especially if it's 2 years under team control, which is the expectation.
Yes, and real quick, you forgot about Greg Maddux.
Great call.
Acquisition.
Great call. That's right. Where did he start?
We'll start with the Cubs.
Right.
Braves,
there you go.
I think he won three or four Cy Youngs in a row.
Great point. I can't believe I forgot about that because I watched so many Maddux starts in his career. It's incredible. Great point on that. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Let's get to Dave in D.C. on the Fan. Dave, how are you?
Good. Hey, Rooster.
What's up, Dave?
I want to talk about Mad Max. I think he's one of the greatest pitcher free agent signings in history. For the Nationals.
Well, clearly for the Nationals, but how do you look at it from a sports perspective?
In general. Okay. In general. I mean, all MLB first team 2019, World Series champion 2019, won two Cy Young Awards with the Nationals 2016, 2017. Four-time wins leader 2016, 2018. Three-time strikeout leader 2016 through 18. Pitched two no-hitters in 2015, pitched two immaculate innings 2017 and 2018.
Yeah. He's got every accolade you could want, right, in the 5 years. Like I said, the most impressive one to me is his whip is under a one, for his 5 years with the Nationals, which is just absurd. It's such a huge sample size, and his whip is under one. I guess the last caller brought up Greg Maddux, and I forgot about Greg Maddux, and that's my fault. I should have probably remembered that. I mean, Greg Maddux wasn't as dominant. Huh?
How about Randy Johnson, the big unit?
That's another good one.
With the Diamondbacks in 99.
That's another good one.
He won the Cy Young Award 4 years in a row.
That's another great one. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I really probably it just struck me when I saw the the little blurb that 5 years ago he signed. I probably should have put a better list together. I was kind of thinking, you know, again, Shaq in the NBA and LeBron, and, you know, it's kind of, you know, going around. And I missed a bunch of them. And that's why we asked the question, because I'm not going to think of everyone. So you guys did a good job in that regard. Good point, Dave. Thank you. Let's get one more here. JaVale and Culpepper. What's up, JaVale?
Hey, Chris, how you doing, man?
Hey, JaVale.
Good. I'll try to be quick. You know, I've been listening to you for multiple years now, and I've always respected your opinion. But one thing that I do disagree with you on is when you speak of Antonio Brown, and I don't want to misquote you, but you said that he was dumb or stupid or whatever. But I think we have to take a bigger look at this situation. I really believe something is wrong with his mental health. Okay, you know, we look at what's gone on and these documentaries over the past, you know, few years, including this past week with Aaron Hernandez. And, you know, the doctor said that during his autopsy, when they examined his brain, he had the most severe CTE that they had ever seen in any NFL player. You know, you go a couple years before that and you look at Junior Seau, who took his own life. If you are willing to take your own life, you're definitely willing to take someone else's life.
Right.
So when we look at Antonio Brown,
it's a more than fair point. You're right. I was hard on him probably for no reason. I just wonder, like, you know, at some point, I mean, we could blame concussions or mental health for everything. But at some point, we punish people, even if they have concussions or even if they have mental health. So I guess at some point, I need Antonio Brown to either, I mean, his agent said, look, I want to work with this guy, but I can't until he gets help. So that tells me he's not doing it.
And that's my point. That's my last point I'll make. In our culture, as being a black man, in our culture, we do not take mental health seriously.
Okay,
it's
that's fair.
He's crazy. He's this. He's that. And no one in our culture really takes it serious. Drew Rosenhaus, the NFL, needs to get this man help. They need to get him help, because if it comes out 20, 30, 40 years when this man has passed away, and then they do an evaluation and they determine that he has severe CTE, then it's going to be way too late. So you need to get out in front of this situation, because I really believe this man has major, major mental issues.
That's more than fair. I mean, it's up to me. It's up to Drew Rosenhaus and the Players Association to get him help. And that's it. And his family. I mean, certainly money is not an issue. I can tell you that. JaVale, great call. You're more than right. I was a little hard on him, but some of his behavior is just absurd. I can't chalk everything up to an excuse, a legitimate excuse. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks to Brock. Thanks to Sean. And even thanks to Landfill. Thanks to Earl Forsey. As well, our guests, Joe Beninati, Rick Snyder, and Zach Gelb. Chris Miles up next after an Earl Forsey bottom of the hour sports flash. Adios.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.